Illumination. I live illumined. I live illumined. What does it mean to live illumined? I live illumined because within me, within my very heart, within my very soul, is the harmonious music of who and what I am. I have started a custom, having done it now for 3 or 4 mornings. I get up about 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, and I go for a walk. I take a walk around the Absolute Monastery grounds here in Campo, and as I walk around the grounds, oftentimes the moon is not there. What is there is just sort of a night light, a night light that is illumined off of the sky itself, off the stars. And this night light sort of makes the ground beautiful and glorious to see. And I look at this night light and I say to myself, well, how wonderful. How wonderful. And as I look at the night light, I say, how great I can see my footpath. I have Rex on the leash and we're walking the miles around the campus here. And as we're walking, rain has left a few ruts here and there, and cars that have gone along our path from the Border Patrol have turned the corner quickly and made a rut occasionally. And these ruts are right where my footsteps would be. And I have learned that if I will just believe in my inner self, I will know exactly where to put my feet. And I'll know exactly where to raise my feet. And I'll know exactly where to walk, regardless that I am not looking at the ground. I am looking beyond the ground. I'm looking at the whole path. I'm seeing this ribbon of white that I'm walking along. And it's not really a ribbon of white. It's a ribbon of a lovely shadow. But it's for my purposes, for my sight, for me, for my illumination, it is white. And I walk along this path. And Rex is going straight ahead occasionally, and he'll pull to one side or the other to check some beautiful smell that comes his way that tells him some other animal has walked along that path. And as he pulls here and there and checks, I get off balance just a teensy-boonsy bit, and I have to let him check and see. And after I let him check for what I consider a reasonable time, I say, okay, and I pull on his leash, and we continue on our path. Occasionally, I'll see darkness in the path, which means that there's where a rut is. And I will just step over it, or I will step into it. And when I choose to step into it, it is not there. It is a smooth piece of the path. It is a smooth piece of the pathway around our property. And as I walk along and I see something that feels like a little raise in the roadway, you know, as though there'd be a little bit of raised dirt there, I think to myself, it is smooth and beautiful. My mind knows it. I am illumined by whatever is there, but I walk accordingly. And when I feel that there is something that is not necessarily too straight for me, I walk more assertively. I lean back a little bit, giving me total control of my body so that no matter what I step on, I am in control. And as I walk along, I feel so glorious, I feel so wonderful, and I feel that my legs are walking in perfect harmony. I am ideal. I am ideal in every way. I am ideal in spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal in everything that I am. I am ideal. I am ideal, holy. When I say this, I feel so harmonious with myself. I feel so peaceful with myself. I feel I am doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. I feel that all is good. Yes, I live illumined. I walk the pathway illumined. And as I walk the pathway illumined, I think, now, I walk my life illumined too. For as I get up in the morning and I prepare myself for breakfast, or as I go through my day, or as I work on my things on my desk, as I work at the computer, or when Ellen calls and she says, Herb, my printer is jammed and it just doesn't want to function. What seems to be the problem with it? What seems to be the problem? And so I say to myself, I'll check it. And I go over to the embassy where Ellen's headquarters are. And her two cats are wandering around saying, okay, you going to take care of this for our mom? And I said, I sure am. And before I sit down at her printer or her computer, I first say, all is in divine order. And I open up the printer bed and I find a piece of paper that is sort of crimped there. Now, that's one place I always look before I do anything else to make sure that there's a clear pathway for it, as I do with my morning walk. Then I go further and I go to the back of the machine where the paper comes out and turns around and goes in again. And I see that there the gadget is askant. It's twisted. And so I pull it out, I check in to make sure no paper's in there, and then I straighten the little control box and I put it in clearly and properly. And then, before I do anything else, I go to the area that where you learn about the printer on the computer. And I say, okay, computer, what condition is our printer in? And the computer says, the printer is in perfect condition. This is its ink condition. This is its other condition. Everything is in perfect condition. And so I put a piece of paper into the top of the printer and I make a scan of it. I make a copy of it. And the printer says, no, not yet. And so I put the paper in squarely and smoothly and beautifully. And then I say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And then I press print again, and it prints. It prints things that were in there in the print queue from other printings and cleans up everything. And I take all of that and lay it neatly there, and I say, okay, printer, you work wonderfully. So then I printed off another piece, and it printed well, too. Everything is in divine order. I live illumined. I live illumined. And everything I do, I live illumined. Well, Herb, that's no big deal, the printer. Those are things that people do every day. That's right. But do I do it in divine order? Do I do it properly? Do I do it like I should? And, of course, the answer is yes. And when I do everything in divine order, when I do everything like I should, then I live illumined. Then I live ideally illumined in everything I do, in every area of my life. And my life is filled with success for all that I do. And I am so happy about it because that's who I am, and that's what it's all about. And there's nothing else whatsoever that matters in my life except that I am in divine order now. I live that way, I love that way, and so is that way for me forevermore. I love you. Have a good day and be illumined along your way.